Okay, we're up to Ezra Perek Hei Pasuk Dalet. Yesterday we learned that Haggai and Zechariah told, we skipped ahead 14 years to the time of the 70 years since the Golus of Tzidkiyahu, to the time when Haggai and Zechariah told the people living in Yerushalayim and Eretz Yisrael they should now resume building the Beis HaMikdash without the permission of the government of Daryavish, who was at that time the king. And at that point in time, suddenly, when they started rebuilding, we have these new people, Tatnai, Pachas Avanahara, and Shisar Boznai, and their friends. They came along and they said, who gave you permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash? The Pasuk Dalet, Edayin Den, Kenema Amarna Lehoin. We sit now. There are two different ways to learn. Adayin kneima amaron lohoin. We said to them, "Man inun shemohasku vayo di dino vinyono bo nain." What are the names of the people that are building, that are responsible for the building of the Beis HaMikdash? There are two ways to learn pshat in this pasuk. Who is speaking? Are the Tzore Yehuda the Yisrael speaking? And they're asking, we want a list of names. In other words, Pasuk Dalet would be a continuation from Pasuk Gimel, which is a little bit difficult, because why then is there a parsha break? Is there a samach? And why wasn't this included in grouped together in the previous Pasuk? But simply, let's see. These I think machlokes Rashi and the Mitzudas. Let's see over here first the Mitzudas Pasuk Dalet. Then we'll go back to the Pasuk Gadai. Then Oz Medivrei Koisef Hasefer Shoimer Oz Kasher Nemar Lamato Kain Amarnu Lahem. It's their response according to the Mitzudos. Pasuk Dalet is the response of the people of Yerushalayim and Yehuda to the Tzara Yehuda. We are doing this. Adayin then kinema amarno lehoim. We told them the names of the people that are responsible. We're not embarrassed. We're not ashamed. Don't think that we have any difficulty in rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash. And as we're going to see in the next number of psukim, they're going to send a letter to Dayavich to tell them what's going on. And we really do have permission to build the Beis HaMikdash going back from the time of Koresh. And it was illegally put to an end for 14 years during this period of time. But according to the Mitzudos, these words here are a response. Os kasher nemar lamata kein amarnu lehem. Teshuva al divrehem. Since we don't want to repeat exactly word for word what was in the previous pasuk, Omar it says kinema, like what we will say. We're going to see the more details of what's going to be written in the next coming psukim of their exact response. Min inun gam amarnu lohem mahem shemos huanoshim asher zos habinyin boinim. We also know the names of the people. So, according to the Mitzudos, the words kinema amarnu lohem is like what we will say in the future. Plus, the next words are man inun shemohas guvraya. We will also list off to you the names, who are the names of the people that are responsible, didina, this, binyana, bonayin, that are responsible for the construction of this structure. So the words kinema amarno loho means like what we will say, kidila halon, like we have in the Gemara, kidibi'inon lememar kamon, what we will say in the future. It's a short bookmark, or it's a short synopsis, not a synopsis, just as we then responded the following. What is the following? Like what we will say in the next number of psukim, we gave a response. And then you have to add a number of words into the pasuk. And in addition to what we will respond, which will be presented in the next couple of psukim, we also listed the names of the people that are responsible for this project, because we have no shame in what we are doing, and we're not trying to hide anything, because it's going to be presented next time. And they're going to basically, the gist of their response is that Koresh gave us permission to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. This took place 14 years ago, and for whatever reason, it was temporarily put on hold. But this that it was put on hold was shelo kedin, was illegal. We really do have permission to rebuild the Beis Hamikdash, going back from the original edict of Koresh 14 years ago to build the Beis Hamikdash. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi says a little bit different, if I'm not mistaken. Pasuk Gimel, Bei Zimna, Pasuk Dalid, and Pasuk Dain Oz, Kinema, Kasher Noimar, Amarna Lohem, Amru Lohem, Li Yisrael, Oison, Sore Yehuda, Ubin Yamin. So according to Rashi, the ones that are speaking are not, it's not a response. It is part of the questioning and the Kitrog that Tatnai and Shesar Boznai are making against the Jewish people. What in the world are you doing? Dying then, Kinema Amarno Lahom, we said to them, we, referring to Tatnai and Shesar Boznai with all of their friends, we said Lahom to them, to the Jewish people, what are you doing? What's going on here? But what do you mean, what's going on? They already said that in Pasuk Gimel. So here it means, we said to them, in addition to demanding a response of why you're doing this, we also want to know, Man Inun Shemohas Guvraya, what are the names of the people, Didina, that this Bin Yono Bo Nayin, that are building this building. Min Inun Mihem Shemos Honoshim Didina Asher Zeha Bin Yonim Boinim. So to review, it's a big machloikis between Rashi and other Rishonim, and the Tzidus is taking the opinion of the other list of Rishonim. I don't have exact names for you, but we have a machlekes, two interpretations, who is speaking to whom in this pasuk. According to Rashi, this is a continuation of Pasuk Gimel. Pasuk Gimel, Tatnai, Shesar Boznai, and their friends, they make demands, Man Som Luchon Te'em, who gave the order, who gave you permission to rebuild the space in English and to establish the walls. And then they said again, Adayin, and then they repeated themselves, Kineim Amar Nelohim, we said to them again, who, what are the names? We just don't want to know, not only do we want to know who gave you permission, we want to know who is responsible for this illegal activity so they can be prosecuted by the government. What are the names of these people? The difficulty with Rashi is, why does it say the words Kinema Amarno Lahom? It's a continuation. We already have the words in Pasuk Gimel, V'chein Omrin Lahon. In Pasuk Gimel it says those words, V'chein, and following, Omrin Lahon, we, Tatnai, Shesar Boznai, and their friends said to them, who gave you permission? So the Pasuk Gimel Dalet should continue and should say, Uman Inun Shemahas Guraya. And in addition to knowing who gave, we want to know who gave you permission, we also want to know the names of the people that are responsible for this illegal activity. Why does the Pasuk have to add in the words, Adayin Kineimu Amarno Lahoim? Doesn't seem to fit in if it's a continuation. And also, why is there a Samach? Why is there a Parsha break, a Parsha Stuma? Why is there a Parsha break in between these two sections as part of the same conversation? So I guess the answer is that, what? You don't have a samach, you don't have a samach in my you have a pay? Parsha Stuma, Parsha Psucha. Sometimes a samach is it's on the same line, and a psucha is on a different line. Okay, there are different types of openings between different sections of the parshas. But there's a break. It's not a continuous flow in between these two psukim, and that has to then mean that these two conversations took place at different points in time. They didn't just come upon them with one complaint. They sat down and said, number one, who gave you permission to do this? Number two, who is responsible? On Sunday, they said, who gave you permission to do this? And then a week later, there was another discussion. They had more conversations. And at a later point in time, they said, what are the names of the people that are responsible for this conduct? But in both Pesukim, according to Rashi, it was the Tzore Yehuda ibn Yamin, namely Pachas and Shesar Boznai, and their friends, that are speaking to the Jewish people and are asking them two things: who gave you permission, and what are the names of people. According to the Mesudas, that's not the Pshat. Pasuk Dalet is the response. The response is, Adayin then, Kinema Amarno Lahoim, period. You have to put a period in a heartbreak. We responded. We gave a response. We spoke back to them. We spoke back to Tatnai, Shasar Boznai, Uchinavos Sehon, and their friends, and we told them a long drasha. We really have permission. 14 years ago, Koresh gave us, not 14, 18 years ago, Koresh gave us permission. And then 3 years after he gave us permission, he put an end to it, for whatever reason. But we have permission. And the entire text of their, the entire speech will be presented in the next couple of psukim. We'll basically be able to extract what the response, what they told them. And here we're just being makatsa. We responded. And not only did we respond to them, we responded with the utmost confidence. Here are our names. We're not trying to hide. Normally when a person commits illegal activity, you're always under an alias, some name to hide who the criminal is. We're not embarrassed. This is the name. This is who we are. Chagai Zachariah and Zerubbabel, Shaltiel, Shespatzar, and all the various people over here that are presented over here. We're not embarrassed with our names. And go back to Dayavish, tell them what we're doing, and because we do have permission. Okay, so that is two approaches. Now we come to Pasuk Hey. Pasuk Hey tells us, breaks off, breaking away from the conversation to tell us an important point. Ve'ein Elokahoim, the eye of Hashem. Beautiful expression which refers to Hashkocha prophets. Hashkocha means to look. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always protects us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is guarding us. The eye of Elokahom means, I am saying with a kuf, the eye of their God, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Havas was upon Al Shavei Yehudoyei, was upon the exiles, the captives of Yehuda, meaning those who have returned, those who have, the 42,360 people who have returned from Golas to Eretz Yisrael, the love Atilu Himon, a miracle happened. Even though they made an accusation against the people that were building the Beis HaMikdash, they did not issue a stay. They allowed them to continue constructing the Beis HaMikdash until, in the meantime, keep on doing what you're doing, and we will send a letter to Dayavish, we'll tell him what's going on, and we'll see what he has to say, and if he says stop, then we'll tell you to stop. But in the meantime, you can continue doing, proceed as you are doing. Why did this happen? So the Pasuk makes it very, very clear. This is Shaloi Kederech Ha'olam. This is Lamala Mederech HaTeva. It was nothing more than a special Siyata Deshmaya. It was a time of an Eis Rasson. It was shortly after the miracle of Purim, and Klal Yisrael were experiencing a very great time of Eis Rasson, and Hashem's eye was upon them, upon those who have returned from the exiles, the Shavei Yehudoyei, Filoivatilu, Himo, and they saw them. Sorry, Shavei. I didn't say the correct word. It's not Shavei. It's Shavei. Shavei means the elders, the Zekanim. Okay, points out Shavei Yehudoyei, the old people, the Zekanim, because these are the ones that have returned. What? Samach Save Saba. Okay, so this is the Save Yehudoyei. These are the Zekanim who have returned. It's now they actually witnessed the Bayis Rishon. So that means they had to be over 70 years old, because at this point in time it's exactly 70 years since the time of the Golus of Hizkiyahu. V'lovatilu himo, and they did not stop them from building the Beis Hamikdash ad until Ta'ama. Tama means a request. In this context, it means until they will, the matter will be presented, Lidor Yavesh, Yehoch, it will be sent, it will be delivered to Dar Yavesh, and the Edayin, and then after it will be sent to Dar Yavesh, he will respond. Yisivun Nishtivana Aldena, he will return when he will receive the letter, the Tama, the request, the issue. He'll be presented with the facts on the ground, what is taking place. He will yisivun, he will return nishtivano, a letter, al dina, concerning this matter, what his opinion is, what his wishes are. Will he allow them to continue rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, or will he say, stop, I do not want them to proceed? Let's see Rashi Pasuk Hey. Ve'ein elo kahoim, ve'ein eshel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the eye of Hashem, shehu Eloi kehem, who is the God of the Jewish people. Hoysal Zikne Hayhudim, on the elders, the Sovei, with the sin, are the elders of the Yehudim, Leha Aloysam, in order to allow them to succeed and to continue the Melecha Sabinyin in the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shalavatilu Himo, for Loy Bidlu Heim Es Habayinim, and the enemies did not prevent them from doing the construction, Ata Amol Ledayavish Yehoch, until the matter will be sent to the Yavish, Veheshivu Zikne Hayhudim Davar, before. So Yehoch means to send, that they will respond. Here we have Tatnai and Shesar Boznai making an accusation. They will respond in writing, present their arguments to Daryavesh. Ve'heshivu, they will respond, Zikni Yehudim Dover Lo'isim Atzorim, to those enemies, Shelo Yivalu, that they should not be successful in putting an end to the construction of the Binyan. Ala Sheyelech Hadover L'Daryavesh HaMelech. Ve'edayin Yisivun, and Ve'oz Yeshivu HaYehudim. And then he will respond to the Yehudim, Kesav Hanishtavon, Al Kach, Al Teshuvosoi, Shel Daryavesh, on the response, concerning the response of Daryavesh. Let's see over here the Mitzudos Pasuk Hey, the Ein Hashkochas, Ein Eloi Kehem. Haisa, the gaze of Hashem, Haisa al Zikni Hayudim, Balaibalu Aysam Mimalachtam, and he did not prevent it from doing the construction. Ala Shaitele Chadavale Ozni Hamelech, the Adain Oz, Yashivu Hamelech, the Yoyatsav, Dvodim Mifurashim al Zos, Rotsoloimar, Yani Chum Livnos Ad Asher Yavod Dvar, they allow them. The entire pasuk means they continue to allow them to live nois ad asher yavo hadavar dvar hamelech v'yozyasek asher yitzaveh, and then when the matter is returned, then they will know exactly how to proceed. Pasuk vav. Now we have the exact nusach, the exact text of the letter that was sent to Daryavesh, telling him what exactly is going on here in Yerushalayim. Parshegen Igarta. The following is the text of the letter. Dishalach.
The original letter.
The original letter. The letter that's now being sent to Daryavesh HaMelech, telling him what is taking place in Yerushalayim, that they are rebuilding after 14 years of Bittul. They are now resuming the construction of the Beis HaMikdash. And in this letter are the arguments that the Jewish people are presenting to Daryavesh, why they should be allowed to continue building the Beis HaMikdash. Parshegen, the text, Igarta, of the letter, di that, Shalach Tatnai Pachas Avar Nahara, that was sent by Tatnai, Pachas is the governor of the entire Avar Nahara, Ushasar Boznai, that was his name, Uchino Vose, and his friends, this other person, the second person, and his companions. And now we have something new in this pasuk, Afar Sichoye. Now, we will go back in the previous parak, it listed off 9 nations. One of the 9 nations was the Afar Sas Choye. It was in fact the second. If we go back to Perek Dal, enough to go back, but in Perek Dal in Pasuk Tes, I'll read you what it says. When 3 years into the Malchus of Koresh, when they issued a sitna, it says, Adayin then, Ruchum, remember Ruchum, he was the Be'el Te'im, the Shimshai Safra, and their other companions. Who are the other companions? 9 nations. The Dinoye. Number 2 was the Afar Sas Choye. Number 3 was the Tarpiloye, Afor Soye, Arkovoye, Pavloye, Shushan Choye, Dehove, and El Moye. So here we only have from those 9 nations one nation, the Afar Sichoye, the third. Okay, the fourth. The Dinoye, the Afar, that's a different one. That's the Afar Sas, there's an extra Suf. Afar Sas Choye, Tar Piloye, and then Afor Soye. So here we have the Afor Soye. No, you're right, I'm sorry, Afar, this is the second one, okay. Second one, no, Afar.
We got two, they're slightly different.
They're slightly different. So which one is it? Afar, so there's a chaf. This one has two letters, a saf and a chaf. I didn't notice. I thought it was only a saf. There's just two letters. It's a saf and a chaf. And here there's only a chaf. So I don't know which one it is. Okay, in Pasuk Perek Dal, there are two ones that are very similar. One has two letters, a saf and a chaf. And one only has, and here we have only the chaf without the saf. So which one of the two is it? I do not know. Okay, but it's one of those two nations. So the question is, what happened to everyone else? What happened to the other 8 nations? So it appears they backed out. They were not interested at this point in time in making trouble. So they did not join the alliance of Tatnai and Shesar Boznai. things changed after. It could very well be that that one permission was given to the Jewish people to kill the enemies in the time of Achashverosh. Part of the 500 people, the different number of people that were killed out, it could be the leaders of these countries were wiped out at that time when Achashverosh granted permission to Jewish people to take revenge from their enemies. Yeah.
Or they just got on the wagon, when it was the time and they got off?
Exactly. So you see that in politics, it's musical chairs. Everything changed, everything moves around. Only one of the nine nations now joined forces with these two people to protest what was taking place in Yerushalayim. So we have over here one more time, we have Tatanai, who is the governor, Shesar Boznai, Uchi Nevosei, and we have the Afar Sichoye, only one of the nine nations, Di Bavar Nahara, Al Dayavish, Tu Dayavish Malko, the king. Let's read one more pasuk. Piskamosh Shilachu Alohi, they sent a letter to him. The Chinda and the following Kesiv Begavei, this, Chinda means this, was written within the letter, Lidor Yavei Shmalka, Shalama Chola. May there be all peace. It's very interesting to study all the various psukim in Kesuvim. We have letters to kings, different expressions of long live the king, long your peace, Yiske. We had that before in Daniel. May your peace be Yiske, become great. This is a different expression. It doesn't say that your peace should be Yiske, like it says concerning the Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar. It says there, Shalama Chola. All peace. Your peace should not grow, should become great. May your peace be complete. I don't know the significance why you have to change different expressions, how you address the salutation to the kings, but this is the way that he was addressed by these people, Shesar Boznai and Tatnai, Shilama Chola. May all peace be to you, King Daryovish. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Vav and Zayin. Rashi Pasuk Vav Parshagen Pisroin. This is the interpretation. So the reason why Rashi is telling us Pishon means that it could very well be that the exact nusach of the letter is not being presented here in Ezra. It could very well be the letter was written in a different language which we do not know. It could be it was written in Persian. It could be it was written in some other language, ancient language. And what Ezra is writing over here is the interpretation. What did it say in the letter? If we would have an exact copy of that letter and you would translate it, what would be the translation in Aramaic? That is what we have over here. So that's how Rashi teaches over here. Parshegen, it's not word for word, but it's an interpretation of the Parshegen Hageris, of the text of the letter. There was only one nation that participated in this sitna, in this accusation. No longer do we have all nine nations. Al Dayavish Malka, El always in Aramaic means L2, with an as if there was an Aleph instead of an Ayin, to Dayavish the king. Zayin, Alohi, a love to him, the Chinda, Ksibikava, the Kachoya Kasa, Besoychosh Lagaris, and following is what it's going to say in the letter. Okay, let's go to Pasik Ches. Pasik Ches begins their complaint. Yidia Lehevi Lamalka, let it be known to the king. The Azalno, that we have come to visit Lihud Midinta. We have visited the Jewish nation. They called it a Medina. So it seems like over here they're being very devious in what they write. What do you mean a Medina? It wasn't a Medina. It was just a settlement. It wasn't a country. They're already trying to convince Daryavesh the Jews are rebelling. They're calling, there's a state. They're embellishing. There's a state in the Middle East called Israel. So what? Whoever gave them permission to declare statehood? What's going on over here? In fact, there's a state. Right away, that would trigger a red flag and would provoke. It was a provocative letter, Daryavesh, to say, what in the world is going on? Let me go send an army to conquer this nation and to put an end to what they're doing. So they're right away making trouble by writing this word, Diazalna, we have gone, Lihud Midinta, to the Jewish nation. Not because they wanted there to be a Jewish nation, just a way to provoke Daryavesh, Leves Elokah Rabbah, to the house of the great God. That's also provocative, because Daryavesh and the Persians certainly at that time had their own gods, and they considered their gods. Every nation boasts that we have the greatest gods. Every nation has the greatest soccer team and the greatest baseball team and the greatest. Here you're saying that someone else is a greater god than you. It's provocative. For whom is Binay Evan Gilal, and it's being built with marble. Galal is marble, which means they're building a magnificent structure. And if you don't put an end to it now, there's no way it'll be a fortress. You're not going to be able to conquer it. Maybe you could explain to me how this works. And they're putting wood. O means wood. It appears that in ancient times, when you would combine wood with stone, it was a much stronger structure. Anyone familiar with this? They would add wood in between the stones, or to, we would think, wood rots. Wood's not necessarily a mila to have wood mixed with stone, but it appears not. It appears that this was common, that a very solid structure was primarily stone, of course, but the wood would enhance the structure, the strength of the wood. The awe and wood, yeah. Right, wood is okay, Hanami, but also, what's the technique? There was some type of chachma in using.
Was wood outside?
There was some type of chachma using wood in between the stones or on the side, which strengthened the walls. For awe and wood, mitisam bechuslaya is being put in the walls. The avid todach, and this work, osparna. This is an unusual word. It doesn't appear anywhere else except for in Sefer Ezra. Osparna means being done in haste, speedily. Speed. Maybe samach pei, that's one of the etymology of speed, somehow is related to this word of osparna, speed. It's being done very quickly, speedily. Misavda, it is being done. Umatzlach biyed hoim, and they're very successful. They know exactly what they're doing. This is not the Tower of Pisa. This is not going to collapse. This is going up nice and strong and successfully. This is a very, very powerful structure. Okay, let's go over here. Let's see over here. Pasukas in the Rashi. Pasukas Rashi Yidila Havila Malka. Davar Yidua Yehila Melch. Let it be known to the king. Diazal Nasher Holachnu El Eretz Yehuda. Hamedina. The country, lebeis eloka hagadol, to the great God. V'hu misbin b'nei, v'hu ba'abayis banui, gilal. It's being built with marble. Okay, that's some marmira blas, the old French word. V'o amid the sun b'kosle, v'eitzim nisunim u'misumim b'kosolim, kidei lehachazik habinyin leman yamod yomim rabim. A technique known to the ancients, adding wood to stone in between the stones or on the side,
wood pilings.
What does that mean?
These big thick wood that are used for support, which support the stone.
Okay, could be whatever. It was some technique which leman yamoid yomim rabin. The avid nadoch, and this with malach zos asparna mis avda. Nehera, speedily. Hoysanases, what's this word? Asparna. Rashi takes note that it is an unusual word. He has an old French word, which the Mefarshim tells him means speedily. Umatzlach b'yetoim v'chutzlach ma'aseze b'yidehem. They are very successful. Okay, so they're trying to make Shona Chazal, on the other hand, they read into this Nusach things the other way around. That this building, the Bayis Sheni, was not anywhere near the glory of the Bayis Rishon. And the way they find hints is Evan Gilal. Gilal simply means marble, but Gilal also comes from the word to gal, it means to roll. And that means small stones. Stones which can be rolled. The stones are so small that if you push it on the ground, you can roll it from one location to another location. In the Bayis Rishon, the stones were so massive, it was impossible to roll the stones. To transport a stone from one location to another location, you had to have 100 people carry it. You had to have some type of technology, some type of wagon, or some technique in order to move, transport massively large stones. It could not be rolled. And this goes back to what we learned when they founded, they laid the foundation 14 years ago for the Bayis Sheni. It said that the Zakenim who witnessed the glory of the Bayis Rishon were crying. And their cries shrouded or muffled the shouts of joy from the younger generation that did not witness the glory of the Bayis Rishon. So al derech pshat, why were they crying? So Rashi there says something very bizarre, because they were small stones. The foundation stones were very small relative to the foundation stones of the Bayis Rishon. And that was why they were crying. Obviously, that doesn't just mean they were small stones. It has much greater depth and symbolism, is that the foundation, the Kedusha, the sanctity of the Bayis Sheni was very small, was minor relative to the massive sanctity of the Bayis Rishon. But everything that is true in the spiritual world is niskalgel, trickles down into the physical world. And that difference of spirituality was represented in the fact that the Bayis Sheni had small stones. And here in this pasuk, we have a reference to those small. Chazal see in this pasuk a reference to the small stones that they're called Even Gilol, stones that can be rolled, no big deal. Little stones, is a small foundation. The Kedusha is not a very intense Kedusha which can last forever. That's one indication. Another.
Well, Shlomo had more resources.
Well, of course, it wasn't just that he had more resources. It was also the Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Bayis Rishon was an incredible Kedusha. The foundation was really laid by David HaMelech, Chazal say. And Shlomo, it was a much greater Kedusha than the Kedusha that was put into the Bayis Sheni. Another important point is wood. So Rashi here says that the wood indicates that the walls, they're coming to complain to the Yavesh, they're building over here a massive structure, a fortress, that's going to be a great thorn in your eyes for your Malchus. And they're using wood, and the wood is mechazek, the stone. But Chazal see the word wood meaning that it's not a significant structure. Wood can be burnt. Wood, what's wood? You light a match, it's gone. Stone is permanent. This building is not a very secure structure. The Bayis Sheni, although the Bayis Sheni did last 420 years, 10 years more than the Bayis Rishon, but in Kedusha, in the world of spirituality, the Bayis Sheni was only considered to be wood relative to the stone of the Bayis Rishon. The Bayis Rishon had a much more intense sanctity.
The end of the pasuk, Matzlochi B'yed Hom, sounds like you said before that they were trying to provoke a reaction. So part of the pasuk, if you're learning this crowd, you're learning now, part of it was trying to.
No, so there are. I am punim to zach the point that you take. There are many layers of interpretation. At face value, this is a letter of sitna, of accusation. And they're trying to provoke Daryavesh to put an end to the construction. And if you read the pasuk at face value, they're building a massive structure. They're very successful. It's proceeding along very quickly. And the walls are these massive marble stones. And they're reinforcing the marble with wood. And they're building a Medina. It's a country. And they claim they have the greatest God in the world. And you're just a nothing. It's extremely provocative to think what it says here. But Chazal also read in, there's another layer of interpretation, Yesh, Ayin Panim L'Torah, is that unfortunately, this again we have to remember what Rashi says. This is not the exact nusach. This is a translation, the pisron of the exact nusach that was sent to Daryavish. And the way it's being presented here is to also to indicate from the very beginning that the kedusha, the sanctity of the Bayis Sheni, was minor relative to the sanctity of the Bayis Rishon. And Chazal are hinting this to us by telling us it was only made from wood. It's only this wood. What's wood? Wood can be destroyed. Wood rots. How long does wood last? 100 years, 200 years. Wood rots and it warps. And what about the stones? They're small stones. Even Golol, you can roll the stone. It's not a big stone. So they're ayin panim latar, many layers of interpretation. Let's go further. Pasik test. Edayin ben. She'elna, so now they're reporting in the letter their accusation. So we, Tatnai, and Shesar Boznai, and our companions, and this nation, the representative of the nation of the Far, Sichoye, we approach them. We observe they're building a country. They're building a massive structure. Edayin then She'elna, we asked, Lisovaya Ilech. We asked these old people. So they're mocking them. They're mocking their old people. Meaning, it's very easy for you, Daryavesh, to put an end to them. These are Zakenim, they're 90 years old. They're not going to fight. They're not 20-year-olds. They're not extremists. If you'll go, you'll send an army. Send a light army. You'll be able to conquer them. We ask these old people. Everything over here is calculated. We're done with precision in order to achieve their goal. And what the chiddush is, they failed. After everything was said and done, why? The only reason why they failed was because of what it says in Pasuk Hey, V'ein Elokahoim Havas Al Saveh Yehudoyeh. That's the Yesod. The Yesod is, if Hashem is looking out for you, no matter what, you will always succeed. If Hashem is not looking out for you, then no matter how successful and how great a person is with all their resources, they will not succeed. Kol bidei shemayim. But pasuk tes adayim den shelna we ask lesovaya ilech. We ask these old people. Kineima amarno lohoim. As follows, we said to them. Aramaic is very repetitive. It's very verbose. Kineima amarno lohoim. We said to them the following. Man sum lohoim te'im. Who issued the order? Man set means in this context who issued. Who? Lohoim to you te'im the order. That. Baiso dino. This structure. Lemivniya. Can be built. Who told you? Gave you permission to build the structure. The usharna dina, and this wall, these walls that surround the Harabais, surround Yerushalayim, all the various walls that we're building, leshachlala, who gave you permission to found, to lay the foundation for these walls. The af, pasig yud, now this goes back to the previous pasig we discussed, the af, and also furthermore, shimo haschoim she'elna lohoim lehodo usach. We also asked them, what's your name? What are your names? We want accountability, responsibility. Give us names. No anonymous bloggers. No anonymous letters. You write a letter to the editor. You want to write something? You put your name to it. So then we'll deal with it. You just can't go shoot from the hip, middle of nowhere. That's not fair to have anonymous letters. We ask Shema Hashem She'elna Lohaim Lehodo Usach to make it known to you. Din Nichtov Shum Guvraya Divirosh Shehom, so that we can write the names of the people Divirosh Shehom who are at the head, who are responsible. We want, in other words, there's some verbosity. We ask the names of the people so that we ask them, what are your names? So we can send your names, we can forward your names to the authorities. So there will be accountability and prosecution and for what is being taking place. So we can write the names of the people, Divirosh Shehom, who are taking the lead, and we can, see, they'll be responsible. Let's see Rashi Pasik Yud. The Pasik Tes and Yud. Adayin then Ozen Kisharinu Abinin Sha'alnu Lazakanim Ha'ila. When we saw the construction, we asked these old people. Kinema Amar Nulohim, we said to them, Akasher Noimar, what did we say to them? As follows. We said to them what appears in the end of this Pasik. Kasher Noimar Besamuch, like what we will say in the future. Amarnu Aleihim. What did we say? Man Sam Luchim, Mi Sam Luchim Dover, Devar Habayis Hazel. Live no so. Who gave you permission to build this structure? Uchisalim halalu liyaseid. And who gave you permission to lay the foundation for these walls? Ve'ushrana. That's binyan chaimas lebinyan. This the wall for binyan chaimas levenim. The wall, a wall of bricks. The av shemohas hoim. The av shemosam shel boinim roshi habinyan sha'alnu lohem kidei lohoidiacha. We ask them what are the names of the people so we can inform, we can forward the names of the people. Di nichtov asher nichtov shemos hanoshem ha'elecha. We can write the names to you. Di virosh shehom asher ba'atzmam uvirushusam kamu, that they got up on their own, who are the leaders, and on their own, uvirushusam, and everyone that's doing this, all of the people that are all the followers are doing it with their permission. Who gave you permission? Who made you the Rosh? Who made you in charge? So Rashi is telling us over here that the people who are in charge are giving permission for the others to do this. But who gave those people who are in charge the authority to give permission to other people to do something? Pasik Yud Aleph. Uchneima Tiskama has uchneima, and what follows? And what follows? Piskama was the response. Hasivuna lemeimar is what the Jewish people said back to us. So now in this letter they are reporting, and of course they're going to twist the words. They're going to twist their response. Whenever you respond, you're putting yourself in a lot of danger. Because when you respond, you're allowing someone to manipulate your words and take it out of context. And it's not what I meant. You know that's not what I meant. You're just using it to your advantage. It's always good to be quiet. We all know this from life experience. And as follows was the response, was the piskama, were the words hasivuna lemeimar, which the Jewish people responded and said. What do they say? Anachna, we, himo, are, avdohi, the servants, di eloh, Shemaya, of the God of heaven, the Ara, and of the earth. We are the servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Uvonayin Baisa, and we are building a building. Di Hava Bnei. We're not building a new building, we are rebuilding. This is a rebuilding of a structure. Di Hava Bnei Mikadmas Dino Shinin Sagion, that existed many, many years before. So not just Mikadmas Dino. From Mikanasan is an expression which means from time immemorial. Just doesn't mean time immemorial, it means way, way back from the beginning of time almost. Shinin Sagion, many, many years. And who built this? Umelech li Yisrael Rav, a great Jewish king. Rashi says this refers specifically to Shlomo HaMelech. He is the one who built this. Binohi, he built it. Vishach Lelei, and he established it. We are, so the first thing they, so the part of their response, so far it's pretty safe what they say. We are the servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. He is the God of Shemayim Ba'aretz. And we are not building a new structure, we are rebuilding an old structure. And this old structure has existed not from yesterday, not from the day before, but from time immemorial, all the way back to the great Shlomo HaMelech. Let's see Pasuk Yud Aleph in the Rashi. Uchenema piskama kemoi shenoimar hadova. Shenemar hadova. Like what is said. What will be said in the future in this Pasuk. Hesivuna. Heshivu lanu dover. The people who are writing the letter are the enemies. The Tatnai and Shesar Boznai. And they're saying to Dayavish, this is what they said to us. We are recording here in the letter their response. Anachnu himo. Anachnu heim, himo means we are, anachnu himo, anachnu heim, avodav shel lokei hashmayim v'haretz. Uvonin baisa, v'anu boinim habayis, asher hayu banu koidim l'chein, shonim rabos, many years. It's a rebuilding. Umelech l'Yisrael rav, umelech gadol shel l'Yisrael, who? Shlomo HaMelech. We're rebuilding his building. Bone also the Yosar, so he built it and he has established it. Pasuk Yud Beis, Lohein, therefore, Min Di Hargizu Bot. So the question then is, what happened? So here the Jewish people are responding and say, why then was it destroyed? So they're confessing their sins. They confess to us their sins. We have angered our God. And because we have done so, Hashem has destroyed our temple, but now we have done tshuva, and now it's time to rebuild the base of the Shlohein, but Mindi, because Hargizu, we angered Avohosana, our forefathers, Leloko Shemaya, the God of heaven, Yehavimo. Hashem delivered the Beis HaMikdash Biyad Nevuchadnezzar Melech Bavel Kasti. We're calling him a Kasti, not a Babylonian. He was a Kasti. His children were from Bavel, but they were really two different nations which were cousins, the Kastoim and the Babylonians. He was a Kastoa. Uvaiso dino sasre, and this structure Hashem delivered in the hands of Nebuchadnezzar, and this spies sasre he took apart, he destroyed the Amo and the nation Hagli li Vovel. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Yud Beis. Lohein v'achshav b'bnei asher hichisu avaseinu l'lokei hashamayim, because our forefathers angered Hashem, they have sinned. Moser oisam biyad melech bavel hakasti. Hashem delivered the bayis and them in the hands of the the king of the king of the Kastim, which was Nebuchadnezzar. Okay, we have to stop here. We're out of time, and we're going to continue in describing the end of the letter and the response. Okay, so we'll leave this mitzvah for tomorrow.